T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
The Parkins and Spiegel Show.
Congratulations. Who gives a
afternoons on the score.
To shortstop. And that is that. 6-4 on the final out. And the Sox fall in this finale to Detroit.
A very disappointing homestand. And it is out of the division for this year. A wait till next year approach. The Tigers came in and they swept the series, doing most everything right. So, a long turnaround. Get your rest. We'll see you against the Twins on Tuesday.
Benetti and Stone with the call. We'll talk to Trent Dilfer at 4 o'clock. Jalen Johnson at 5 o'clock. The White Sox are done. They have quit. And the season is all but over, except on the calendar.
Ugh, 6 games ago. We're all getting psyched for that series, giving it one more shot. White Sox go 0-6 on the homestand. Guardians go 6-0 on the road trip. That's fairly definitive.
So we have evidence of audio embarrassment here, and we're going to see, do I think any of these things will make any sort of impact in terms of accountability in the offseason?
That's the thing. You have wanted all year to wonder if anything would reach the fire, Garpax place that we eventually got to with the Bulls.
All right, so throw them at me.
All right, so here's the first one. The Cleveland Guardians, while celebrating their title with a very active and champagne-soaked Terry Francona, by the way, were overheard referencing the White Sox, who, of course, were the big favorite, and some stuff that went on in the White Sox stadium. Man, fire Tony. They are loving and incorporating into their own celebration.
So am I a Guardians fan now?
No, because I am. Don't touch my Guardians. What the hell's wrong with you?
All right, my bad.
Man.
My bad. You can have them.
Wow.
Hey, good. Yeah. The White Sox got all the press clippings. They saved the receipts. Mm-hmm. They're mocking you. Big bad White Sox. They're coming for you. Good.
Yeah. The youngest team in all of baseball. Last time the youngest team in baseball made the playoffs, 1986 Mets.
But no, I do not think that will reach Jerry. I don't even think that's particularly embarrassing. I think that is sports trash talk when champagne is flowing.
Okay. Last night.
It's also just funny.
It's very funny.
Yeah.
It's very funny. Last night, A-Rod and Barry Bonds with Michael Kay on the K-Rod cast.
Yeah.
Talking about their Hall of Fame chances and how important it is to them. And, you know, the reality of what people think about Jerry Reinsdorf entered the fray.
That's their vote. They are entitled to their vote. But that dream is still not over for me.
You know, it's interesting you say dream, because I'm sitting next to Alex, and Alex is not sure he's going to get in, but he admits that it means a lot to him. Does it mean a lot to you, Barry?
It means a lot to all of us, 100%, yes.
Maybe we come back for one more bat and reset the clock.
Have you ever thought of that?
Give us 1AB.
1AB sets the clock back to zero.
Maybe I have to talk to my boy Jerry Reinsdorf, see if I can beg him for one at bat.
The illusion is that the White Sox are nothing but a vehicle for Jerry Reinsdorf's vanity, which can be purchased through friendship or publicity, if you're Alex Rodriguez. How's that feel about your franchise?
I mean, there's your road to likability right there. Get A-Rod on your squad, right?
And Bonds, for that matter. Bring him back.
His first thought of who would give him a ceremonial BS at bat is Reinsdorf, because he hired his pal in the middle of a winning window.
I mean, did it for Manny Ramirez, you know? Andrew Jones.
What a gross way to be thought of as an organization.
Isn't it just that he's friends with him and he like gave him advice when he was seeking ownership? Isn't they running like that billionaires club?
Sure, but it's also the idea that it's a freaking vanity project and Jerry can do whatever he wants.
Yeah.
And Alex could convince him and there's nobody there to stop him.
I got to be honest. That's a pretty crafty idea by A-Rod.
To reset
maybe,
the clock?
Yeah, maybe eventually they'll forgive me. Just take one at bat every 10 years until the cycle runs out again.
They do need more DHs.
Yeah. I don't hate it.
DHs? A-Rod could play second. What are you talking about? Right now.
I kind of like that. No, I do not think that will have any sort of impact for embarrassment. I think it's kind of funny again.
All right. And if they're listening to anything, maybe they're listening to the manager who finally at the podium after yesterday could not keep himself from calling out what we have seen, which is full-on quit.
Today was the worst one. Today was, that's not acceptable. It was terrible. Execution, effort, everything. It was kind of embarrassing. That was bad.
He's embarrassed.
Good for him.
Yeah.
Good for him.
Well, he knows he's not back next year.
Right.
You know? So he's going to say it. And he's going to show to other major league teams, hey, I can be the accountability guy if you want me to be. Look what I did with this White Sox team. I just let him go 0-6. But I can be the accountability guy.
He did give him a little brief new manager bump, though. Ugh. New manager bump is
lasts
real.
Like 7 minutes.
I know.
I hate them.
Was it fun out there Saturday?
No. It was fun to tailgate.
Gotcha.
But it's a chore to go in there.
Oh, man.
And when you leave for the final time of the season, you feel like you're a new person.
Don't worry.
I feel renewed.
You're done? You're not going back? You got nothing?
Well, Tanny and I might go on Monday. I don't know. I don't know. I got like two more games left in my package. I might go on Monday after the show.
God. Don't worry. Once they kick Tony La Russa upstairs, okay?
Yeah.
And you'll have 9 people in separate bedrooms upstairs. The middle floor will not be inhabited of the house at all. And then all the players and everybody else is on the first floor wondering if anybody's running the show. And the answer is no, not really. But, yeah, no, I got nothing. I got nothing. Sorry.
Yeah, that was a half-hearted effort.
Well, they're not. I don't think they're going to do anything major. I don't think they're going to, like, really react to this in any sort of massive restructuring way.
I thought the statement came out and just was like, you know, he's not managing the rest of this year. And then Rick said, we'll evaluate Tony and everything at the end of the season when it's appropriate.
Look, I'll save for tomorrow. Tomorrow, I'll give you one thing they have to do. Just one thing.
Hell yeah, 24-hour tease.
Oh. Love it.
The show specialty, baby.
Yeah.
Be tuning in.
Odds are we pay it off.
Oh, we will. Oh, we will.
60-40.
We'll remind him, and then you'll play a bump that reminds him of it, and then we'll go to a different topic.
Him just saying what he said right now.
Look, yeah. If there's any music in the bump, then I'll just be distracted and talk about that. Okay. No, but I'm serious. One thing that if they do could help things as best they can.
Shane, did you say sell the team? Is that what you said?
No, I didn't say sell the team. No, I would never. Jerry, I would never.
I think they'd probably be better if you sold the team. But, you know, yeah, that's.
Hey, maybe you can be me.
Maybe.
If Odyssey wins the championship in year two of their time in the league tonight, maybe it could be me.
I'm surprised you're here. I mean, seriously, are your cleats on? Are you going to wear the cleats? They injured you.
No, I'm going to wear them.
Oh,
yeah.
My God.
I've been stretching my calf so hard for the last 4 days.
At least Odyssey is improving at a championship trajectory.
Yeah.
Like, exactly. You've advanced one round further than you did last year. That's what teams are supposed to do in their
window. Made the championship game last year.
Well, yeah, we did.
Yeah. Well, we're going to win
tonight. But we lost 3 games last year. We didn't lose any this year.
You didn't lose any.
See? Yeah. Well, Tanny's he's guaranteeing victory.
You're undefeated going in. This has big 2008 Patriots vibes.
There's
you know?
Never been an undefeated team in the Cup League to win the championship.
Oh, my God. Mercury Morris has a bottle of champagne ready to go. And Larry
He's
Zonka.
He's with Johnny Morris, actually.
They're celebrating down there.
I'm so nervous.
I know you are.
Don't worry.
Fat Boy will be there. It's okay.
Oh, good. That's what I need.
Yep. You're going to celebrate Rosh Hashanah in the bleachers tonight. It's going to be a hell of a Rosh Hashanah.
Nice.
Apples and honey, some challah for all you Odyssey players.
You bring your own menorah, or is that not this one?
It's not this one. It's not this one. Thanks.
Get your challah here.
Challah!
He's not taking cash. Digital payments only. There's COVID going around.
Trent Dilfer, can he make us feel any better about what the hell's going on with Justin Fields. This is a tough task. I don't know if we're paying him enough for this. It's next on The Score.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.